Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, I got some trash for you from my house today. Axl Rose actually spent the night in a stadium the other night in Scotland. He slept there. He had, I guess the Guns N' Roses has a number of engagements or had a number of engagements at this venue in Scotland. And Axl got sick at the end of the first show. And he said he was too sick to go back to his hotel room. So he just slept in the stadium. And then went out on stage, you know, the next night, the following evening, told the crowd the story that he just wasn't feeling, and his voice isn't great. Something happened to his voice, but I guess he went on and did the show, but now they have canceled a couple of other shows. He isn't giving any specifics on what the health issue is, but it has impacted his voice, so that's going on with Guns N' Roses. Update on Carlos Santana's health condition. He is doing well after collapsing on stage
a
couple nights ago at a Michigan amphitheater. Carlos is 74. He says he just forgot to eat and drink water. He says he was dehydrated and passed out on stage during the show. No word on when he's going to resume his tour. And a founding member of the band Nazareth is dead. Manny Charlton. He was 80. Manny. Nazareth was a band from Scotland. I didn't know where those guys are from. Scotland. But Manny was born in Spain, moved to Scotland when he was a kid, and he helped form Nazareth in 1968. Love Hurts was their biggest hit. Hair of the Dog also cracked the top 20. You hear those songs on our radio station. Manny left the band a number of years ago. He helped produce Guns N' Roses' first album.
Wow.
You can hear Axl Rose singing Hair of the Dog. You could hear Axl Rose singing Love. I think they did do Love Hurts. They covered that, or he covered that on one of their albums. Potsy is running for mayor. Anson Williams, who played Potsy on Happy Days, running for mayor of Ojai, California. Potsy is 72 years old. He is up against the incumbent. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, has publicly endorsed Potsy.
Nice.
No word yet from Richie or Ralph Malf. Potsy has worked as a producer and director since Happy Days went off the air. Hey, I think he was the vocalist of the Happy Days band.
Was he?
You know, yeah, sometimes they'd have gigs at Arnold's or Al's or whatever the name of the restaurant was there.
Arnold's.
And, And
Al's, Potsy, wasn't Al's was Laverne and Shirley, and Arnold's was Happy Days, I think.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. I think he was on both of those shows, but I'm not sure. But Potsy was your singer. I think it wasn't Chachi the drummer, and then I think Richie Cunningham may have been the guitarist, and then I don't know what happened after that. And then comedian Tim Allen, and they played heavy metal. They were a hardcore death metal band. Happy Days. And comedian Tim Allen's yacht spilled some diesel into a marina in Michigan the other day. 30 to 50 gallons got into Lake Michigan thanks to a faulty fuel filter seal. The marina was closed for 12 hours Sunday, and a nearby beach shut down for the day. Both have reopened. The local fire chief said, quote, he didn't know what was happening until he pulled into the marina. He himself pulled the fuse on the bilge pump so it wouldn't eject any more fuel, so he did a lot of things right himself. Tim Allen told reporters he didn't know what was going on until somebody pointed it out to him. He is being held financially responsible for the cost of the cleanup. All right, that's it. That's your track.
John, one of the first albums I ever owned in my life, and probably still have it on vinyl today, was released on this date in 1977. The seventh album on the seventh day of the seventh month of the 77th year. They did it intentionally for good luck. Styx released Grand Illusion. Classic Rock 92.9 KISN.